I love a good bachelor party. You've been to a bunch of bachelorette parties, right, Maria?
I've been to a few.
But if you get invited to one that wasn't intended for you, do you go? Probably not. But thanks to Will, our friend here, he actually lives in Mesa. He is going off to Vermont, I think it is.
With a bunch of, well, he's meeting a bunch of strangers.
And the groom, I don't know if the groom even knows, but he's flying off there. I want to check in with him because I know he flies out this morning and we're supposed to get an update next week. But a lot has happened between when we talked to him earlier this week and now.
Hello, this is Will.
Hey, Will, it's the Maria and Chad Show.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. I haven't told Maria. I was texting with you and you're like, you're getting dressed. Are you actually clothed right now?
I am just clothed. I have a very ridiculous outfit on and I'm ready to head to Sky Harbor.
When do you actually fly out? What time?
9:40. So my dad just got here. He's going to give me a ride. So we're going to head to the airport as soon as I'm done chatting with you guys.
All right. What does your outfit look like? Got to know.
Do you remember Super Dave Osborne, the comedian? It's very American flag. It looks like 4th of July threw up on me.
So that's the one you're actually going to be skiing in. And I saw
no,
you.
No. This is just my airplane and arrival outfit. My ski outfit's too hot to wear on the plane. It's really warm.
Holy cow. You've got an outfit for every occasion. Do you have?
That's right.
Tell us about your jammies. What are you going to be sleeping in?
Well, they're footies, of course.
He's got his Humpty Dumpty pillow with him, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I am so excited for your trip, and I can't wait to talk to you next week to hear how it turns out. But we talked to you earlier in the week, and I've seen a lot of the coverage around the country and all over the world, really. Are there any updates to, besides your outfit, have you made any more connections with these complete strangers that you're going to be spending the weekend with?
A little bit, yeah. We've talked and just coordinated logistics. Angelo still doesn't know. So if anyone knows people back in New Jersey, don't say anything. Somehow Angelo lives under a rock.
How does he not
I didn't know. How does he not know?
Because his family and friends should probably get jobs with the CIA. They are keeping him in the dark. Apparently, when he walks near TVs, they're like running and turning them off. So he does know something weird is going on. He knows people have been acting strangely.
And his bride-to-be, too, I'm sure she's probably had to have picked up on some of this. So that's
exactly. She's in on it. She's helping us.
Oh, okay. So she knows what's going on. So you get there. Yeah, I know you said you're renting a car. You guys meet up. You go to the ski lodge. You guys all get in the hot tub together. And you're like, hey, I'm Will.
Yeah, exactly. That's about the long and short of it.
I can't wait to hear how this goes. So we're off on Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So Tuesday, we will call you to hear all of the adventures, okay?
All right. If I'm alive to tell the tale, I will tell it.
Well, just take some notes so you don't forget anything.
I will, and it's all going to be on Instagram. So if people want to follow along, it'll be a lot of fun.
And fly safe, and tell your dad you got to listen to Cool FM as you go to Sky Harbor this morning, okay?
We always do. If you could play some Men at Work, that'd be great.
Men at Work. Well, we'll do it for you right now, Will. Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
See you, buddy.
Maria and Chad on 94.5 Cool FM.